But I got a preview magazine yesterday, and I was looking in Region 2. This magazine actually thought that the Boston University women's team would be better than Northeastern, and I take exception with that. What, now, what's going on here?
What is this? Hey, what's going on, homos? Oh, no, what are you two sapiens doing?
Chris, the overly handsome guy from Sales.
High five, Craig!
Don't do it.
What do you think, George Chestbump?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're on the air.
Dude, I'm stoked, man. I just got back from the gym.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, where I was PRing with like 1,000 reps of benching my max.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, which is like 913 pounds.
I'm not sure I believe that.
So sorry if I'm a little sweaty, you know. My abs are like rock hard. So swole, man. It's like every girl I passed in the hallway coming in here started leaving a snail trail behind them. They love me. The ladies love me up here, man. They're all like, Chris, when are you going to teach me your 3-point system on how to make $1 million a month, you know, and whatever. And I'm like, hands against the wall and back that ass up, you know. So,
okay.
Gross. But things like that.
I think the women all like me because I truly care.
Oh, really?
I think that's what it is. In fact, there was this one piece of trim. I can't remember her name. She was like, Chris, I love you because you really listen to women or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, you know, hey, did I tell you guys that that they named my gym after me? Because of all the cool accomplishments I have in there.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. Okay. They did. The other day I was like, I leg pressed like an entire offensive line.
Did you really?
Yeah. All these linemen were on the machine, you know, but I was pressing up and everything. And I did like a pull up with like three buffalo hanging off of me.
Wow,
buffalo.
That's odd.
Yeah, so, you know, I do a lot of stuff like that to raise awareness for gyms.
Yeah, okay. Cool stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, congrats.
But, yeah, sometimes these gym goers, man, they bug me. Like this morning, some jabroni comes in and he's all like, dude, you're the Chris-er. You're like a legend in fitness and finance culture. Yeah. And your Aston Martin Valkyrie AMR Pro is like a cool car to drive home to your mansion in Highland Park so you can use your own helipad. And what are you doing here? He said. That's like, you know, I'm working out and everything. Anyway, it's like, wow, that story. That
was
happened.
It? Well, that's not the much story. Of a story.
Yeah, like, leave me alone. I've got buffalo on my leg. But anyway, enough of my accomplishments. I don't want to talk about my Oscar or my EGOT or my friendship with Epstein. You know, I'm just here on business, man.
You are.
I'm just here on business. I just thought I'd stop by and see which shift I've got to do on White Ellie Day.
I don't think you're getting one.
You're not on.
Yeah, like which show am I going to rescue? Just tell me. Just tell me where I need to go. I'll be there.
I'll zoom in,
save the show.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Zoom out. You know, hey, oh, dude,
we hear you.
Hey, y'all want to come to my place this weekend?
No.
What place?
I got Elon coming in.
Elon Musk?
Yeah, Elon Musk and Sabrina Carpenter's playing my guest bedroom. So you guys should come by. It's going to be a really kick-ass party.
Sounds great.
Oh, dude, bruh. Actually, I can't make it. I can't make it to my own party with Elon and Sabrina Carpenter playing my guest bedroom.
Why not?
Why is that?
I forgot I got to head up to Philly to call an NFL football game.
Well, they're playing here.
It's with my buddy Tommy B. Oh, is it here?
Yeah.
It's here. So
now I got to take my PJ all the way to Philadelphia and then turn around and come back here.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. But I've got to call it with my friend Tommy B, man. He's my best friend ever.
Y'all are friends.
Ever since I mentored him into winning 7 Super Bowl victories.
Tom Brady, huh?
Yeah, and this game's going to be tough for me, bruh.
Why?
Because Jalen Hurts is like the kid I pretty much raised from birth.
Huh.
Because his mother wanted a positive multi-million-dollar role model to teach him how to get bottle service and women and stuff. So
I've never heard that.
So I root for him, but now that I'm partial owner of the Cowboys, I kind of feel bad rooting against them.
Wait. You're partial owner?
Oh, you guys know this. Everybody's been talking about it up here, about how have you heard Chris owns 41% of the Cowboys and whatever?
No, we haven't heard that.
Yeah, I won it from Jerry in a private poker game with Dale Hansen, Owen Wilson, Dez and Laura Bush.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was that is funny, such man. A made up
Jerry
story.
Thought he had it too, man, when he pushed that 41% to the middle of the table.
Oh, is that what he bet?
Yeah. He thought he had it. He had like two aces, and I had like my fifth consecutive royal flush.
Wow. What are the odds?
Incredible.
So I got 41% now, but I'm thinking of selling it to get more Bitcoin mining farms.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could do that.
But you know, charity work means so much to me.
I'm sure it does.
It really does. And I support children who are born with damaged trust funds.
What?
That's kind of my charity. And
what a
ridiculous
cause.
Me and some other entrepreneurs, we move in, we rebuild their trust funds so they don't have to go to kindergarten with less than seven figures in their brokerage account.
That's a noble cause.
Yeah, you know, it's a, you don't want you know, a kid living with shame. It affects them the rest of their lives.
Yeah, okay. You've got a bigger heart than I realized.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you.
You know what? I don't believe any of this because I was visiting with your buddy B-Turn down in sales.
Oh, yeah. What's B-Turn up to?
Well, B-Turn says that you've been sleeping on his couch for the past 6 months, that you don't have a mansion in Highland Park, you don't have all this money in the bank, and he says today's the day the ticket's going to fire you because you haven't sold anything in months.
Oh, my God, I've been found out! Don't read the Epstein files!
Uh-oh. He jumped through the window into the ticker booth. Baldy, how's he looking?
There's definitely some kind of snail trail in here. I think he split his cockamamie when he jumped in.
Oh, no. You want to nudge him and see if he's still with us?
Oozing and dribbling.
Do I have to?
Oh, it sounds like...
That could be fatal.
Yeah, that was not good.
See if there's any life left in him.
All right, let's see.
Back you in that
bed.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
See you Sunday.
Yeah, see you Sunday. I'll see you in Philly in the
door closed on him.
We'll get to women's rowing next week.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear the rest of that.